This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizu, has arrived in New Delhi on a five-day state visit to India. Dr. Muizu was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry's spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the visit will provide further boost to long-standing India-Maldives comprehensive bilateral partnership. Meanwhile, the External Affairs Minister said, Dr. S. Jaishankar, called on Dr. Muizu and appreciated his commitment to enhancing the India-Maldives relationship. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that today the talks between Maldives President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give a new impetus to friendly ties between the two countries. Today in New Delhi, President Dr. Muizu will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international levels of mutual fund interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. The Maldivian president will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will also call on the visiting dignitaries. Dr. Muizu will visit Agra and Mumbai through tomorrow and Bengaluru on Wednesday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the Third Kautilya Economic Conference in New Delhi yesterday, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said, Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Ministry stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and seen as a country with a greater sense of responsibility to global polity. Dr. Jaishankar said it is important that the levels of globalization have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issues in a region. Preparations are in full swing in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana for voting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections. Robust security arrangements are being put in place at all counting centres across Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir for a smooth conduct of counting. In Haryana, 90 country centres have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said that these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters in all 22 districts. Mr. Agarwal said that all the strong room under CCTV surveillance, electronic voting machines have been kept under the three-layer security. In men's cricket, India registered a comfortable 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the first T20I of the match series in Gwalior yesterday. Chasing a target of 128 runs, India dominated with its batting attack, winning the match in just 11.5 overs. Sanju Samson and Surya Kumar Yadav contributed 29 runs each, while Hardik Pandya remained unbeaten with a winning knock of 39 off 16 balls. The Bangladesh, and that's the end of this.